Bach's Violin Concerto No. 2 featuring guitarist John Williams and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, directed by Kenneth Solito. Coming up next, guitarist Dimitri Diachenko performs two pieces by Albanese. In addition to this radio program, Classical Guitar Alive has also produced a public television series on music and medicine, which was filmed at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas, Texas. One of the musicians featured is pianist Tony Arendt, who spoke about his experiences as a music practitioner there.
Music practitioners are trained to play at bedside for patients and families. Normally, soft, relaxing music that is designed to relieve anxiety, stress, lift spirits. In some cases, in more serious medical situations, it can stabilize respiration. We are trained to play at pulse tempo. Pulse tempo means playing at what is normally within the range of a normal heartbeat. And what that does often is something called entrainment. A patient's respiration and heart rate will start to come in sync with the music. And it's an amazing thing. I mean, I learned about it in my training, but it's been verified to me in my work that it really does happen. I was in ICU several weeks ago playing for a patient that was sedated and not responsive at all. But I played, as we always do, because we believe that they do hear the music and it does have an impact. There was no response. I played for probably 25 minutes or maybe a half hour. I left the room and the nurse came up to me and said, "You need to know something. I was watching the monitor while you were playing. While the music was being played, heart rate stabilized. As soon as the music stopped, it went back to being irregular." Thank you.
guitarist Dmitri Diachenko performing two pieces by Albanis, Mallorca and Sevilla. And before that, we heard an interview with music practitioner Tony Arendt. This is a sonatina for two guitars and cello by Radames Niatali. It's performed by the Belmont Trio.
Thank you.
Belmont Trio performing a sonatina for two guitars and cello by Brazilian composer Radames Nyatali. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with music written and performed by the late actor and guitarist Dmitri Diachenko. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we just heard the late actor and guitarist Dmitri Diachenko performing his own piece titled Double D's Breakdown. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund, and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our music and medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Mm-hmm.